This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm going to a dinner tonight. It's the Make Missouri Pro-Life Again dinner with Lara Trump in town. It's put on by Missouri Right to Life. My friend John Lamping, former Senator John Lamping, who's with us this afternoon on the phone line. You invited me to go to this as your guest. I appreciate that. I accepted the... Not only did I accept the invitation, but here's something very rare, and you've known me long enough to know. I didn't cancel on you yet. I'm really good at canceling on people, John. You know that?
So. Well, you know, Mark, and the truth be told, and all of our goings-ons over these years, you've never canceled on me. So I guess I have a special place.
I'm a fan of Lara Trump. You know, and it's unfortunate. I was mentioning this earlier. They're not doing media. You know, there's high demand, and she just wasn't doing any local interviews. But I am a fan of hers. She's got the show that's on Fox on Saturday night. She always kind of stood out to me as the most well-spoken person in the entire family from the first administration. So I'm looking forward to the dinner tonight. There should be lots of people to say hi to, meet and greet, and some political types, et cetera, right?
Yeah, I think just about everybody that can be in town politically on the pro-life side, it will be there. So it should be a fun night. My understanding is it's pretty much sold out. So it sounds like they did really well getting ready for next year's initiative petition fight.
Yeah, so is that what some of the focus is on? Maybe paint the picture of that, because you have lawmakers that have been called back to Jeff City to deal with a couple of different issues. The one that's getting perhaps the most attention is the redistricting, right? But initiative petition, yep. you can explain that perhaps most easily with the abortion amendment that passed, you know, narrowly last year, right?
Yeah, well, what the General Assembly is hoping to pass is they're hoping, well, this actually has to go to the ballot to be voted on. But the idea is that if we were to change our Constitution by a vote of the public, currently all it requires is 50% of the public plus one more vote, and whatever is on the ballot passes. And the proposal that's moving through the Capitol would be, it would have to be that, plus either a majority or all of our 8 congressional districts would also have to vote for the ballot initiative. And the idea is that, you know, it's just painting an extreme. Let's say you had 100% of St. Louis City and County were all Democrats or all pro-abortion, and you had this abortion ban on the ballot, that under the current rules it would fail because they would all vote against it. But under these new rules, it would require that all 8 districts vote for it. So
the other option,
see what they come up with.
Isn't the other the other option is you could put a different percentage on it, right? Statewide, you could say, okay, it needs to be 55% or it needs to be 60%.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way they're going to go. That unfortunately, when the public votes for just about any ballot initiative, it has to be pretty simple and straightforward. And when you raise that bar above 50, it's really easy for the other side to attack it and present the idea that you're losing your right to do something, so, which has changed the Constitution.
So then they go to the...
It'll be some combination. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, the thing, here's what makes this issue frustrating. A variety of things make it frustrating. But one, and you mentioned at the very beginning, and this is what I think gets confusing to people, that we still have to vote on the changes. Like, if there are going to be changes proposed, we have to go, you know, a statewide ballot would have to decide that.
Yeah, it's really horrible the way we have it. There's about 15 or 20 states that are like ours. It's impossible. It's been impossible to change. I've said this over and over and over again, is because the political consultants make a fortune the way it is now, either trying to get something passed or trying to get something to fail. And it's in their interest to keep the system the way it is. That's why we have so many ballot initiatives here, because of this simple majority. And unfortunately, the political consultants have a way of controlling the votes in Jeff City. So we'll see.
I'm going to rate that statement as 100% true. That's absolutely accurate. All right, let me play a little soundbite here with my friend Scott Jennings, and we'll talk about the Democrats a little bit and what they stand for as we, you know, we're in the fall of 25 next year at this time. We're going to be talking about all these midterms, and that, of course, leads to 28. I can't believe we're already talking about that. But listen to this, because I thought this was a pretty good takedown and, you know, represents where the Democrats really are right now.
I mean, for the foreseeable future, the person who's running the Democratic Party now is going to be running it. That's Donald Trump. I mean, the only thing they know how to do is be against whatever he is for. And so there is no leader of the party except for Trump. The beating heart of the Democratic Party is, if Trump is for it, we're against it, and you throw a little socialism on the side. That's basically how they
were. All right, thanks, one and all. I know, let the record reflect that the two Democrats at the panel disagreed with what he had to say.
Yeah, that was Jake Tapper, laughing up. But I don't think he's wrong, is he? I mean, we just kind of spent some time on this in the previous segment. They land on every wrong side of the 80-20, the 90-10 issues. They don't appear to be for anything right now. They just appear to be against everything that Trump does or has any success with. So that, I mean, realistically, the polling sort of bears this out. They can laugh at it at CNN, but there's something to this, John. You know that.
Yeah, I think in my lifetime, I don't know the Republicans have won to the level at which they're winning today on issues the way they are today. You know, that in the past, the Republicans have always had something that didn't quite sit well, even with other Republicans. But Trump does have a very strong sense of public opinion, and he's very adept at going from one 80-20 or 90-10 issue to the next and getting the Democrats to support the minority opinion. You know, this idea of the other thing they're doing in Jeff City is they're going to create one more Republican seat in Congress. And don't you find it laughable, Mark, that we're, as Republicans, essentially trying to gerrymander, and we did in Texas, we'll do it in Missouri and do it in some other states. Democrats have been doing this for generations, and I think if we're successful in gerrymandering, then we'll take back the majority, we'll maintain majorities and even widener majorities. And so that combination of winning with ideas and then winning with election politics, the procedure itself, you know, I think it's going to be a really good period of time for Republicans, even beyond Trump.
What do you make? Did you see the NBC poll of Generation Z? They kind of went over the important to personal definition of success and the differences between the men and the women answering the questions. Quite fascinating. So men who voted for Trump, having children, 34% of them said that was important. 33% said financial independence. 30% said fulfilling job career. 29% said being married, and then the list kind of goes on. Women who voted for Harris, 51% said fulfilling job career, 46% said having money to do things you want, 39% said having emotional stability. That did not even appear in the top 10 for men. And then you kind of go on down the list of making family, community proud. Having children was like at 6% of Generation Z women who voted for Harris. So that's completely flipped over from what men feel.
Well, except I saw the poll. It was fascinating to look at. But again, it's men who voted for Trump and women who voted for Harris. But what the math we're not seeing is women who voted for Trump probably feel very close to all those male values. And I bet you men that voted for Harris are closer to the Republican men's point of view in private, as long as the poll is private, than they are close to the liberal women's point of view of what's important in life. I think what the Democrats have done is they've figured out a way to create a party that really is deep in the minority of public opinion. And it's just a question of it's showing up in an election, maybe analogous to back in 72 when what Nixon won every state except one. So I think we're on the verge of something like that happening with these all these ideas that the Democrats are rallying around are so just crazy unpopular. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have, John,
we'll see.
Yeah, you've always been kind of an RFK Jr. fan, certainly leading up to the election last year. You were one 2 years ago, said, look, keep an eye on RFK Jr. He definitely had an impact as he, you know, shifted gears in the race and shifted support to Donald Trump. Did you watch any of the hearings last week?
I watched them two or three times, and it's about time someone had the nerve to say what he had to say. This is another issue that privately parents know this is true. There are, you and I grew up without peanut allergies, without autism, without all these things that have become common in everyday classrooms. And it's not one or two kids per grade. It's a significant percentage of each classroom is filled with these difficulties in life that it's clear that vaccines played a huge role in it. And the idea that we're supposed to sit back and trust our government and to make these health decisions for us. Well, we've trusted him for 30 or 40 years, and the country's never been less healthy than it is today. You know, and he's an interesting guy, RFK. I think RFK won the race for him because I think he brought in a lot of the left, got in behind Trump. What would happen if RFK decided he wanted to run for president as a Democrat? It's really interesting. Obviously, their party would never let him in, but I think he's this idea that he's unpopular with the administration, with the people. I think I saw another poll. He's the most popular person in the administration because people know what he's saying is an issue that affected their lives, has affected their lives, and it's about time somebody had the nerve to say it.
It's a missed opportunity. What I said on Friday, look, what happened last week, and this is what happens if Republicans run these committees or Democrats, it ends up being a big, you know, they're on their soapbox and you're yelling and screaming and nobody hears. It was a missed opportunity to really, really, because some Republicans, let's face it, there are Republicans on that panel last week that, you know, grilled him and asked decent questions, but it was a missed opportunity to have a conversation about some of these things and to see if there is common ground because politics gets involved. But that's what happens on all these things.
Yeah, but, you know, the public is talking about this. They don't need a Senate Senate hearing to talk about this. They've already talked about it. They've already decided. We're seeing in actuality. Parents aren't having their children be vaccinated anywhere near to the degree by which they were vaccinated prior, you know, just to 5 years ago. And so we don't need Washington to tell us what to think and what's going on in our lives. Something as dramatic as what's happened with vaccines and really healthcare in total. It's a topic of conversation with or without D.C. getting involved.
Former Senator John Lamping. Hey, I'll see you tonight at the dinner with Lara Trump. See you in a couple hours, John.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.